What's up, everybody? And we're just going to do a review video of match day 12 for CONCACAF World Cup qualifying. Craziness. Costa Rica now jumped Panama to fourth. Mexico and the U.S. go 0-0, which a lot of people like guessed that, and I'm very surprised that that happened. But we're just going to jump in, and we're going to start with the first match of the night, which was Jamaica versus El Salvador. What is wrong with Jamaica? Definitely needs to be some changes there. I can't believe that they are actually seventh in the table right now. They need to get it together. But in that match, real quick, Zavaleta for El Salvador scored in the 21st minute to give El Salvador the lead. And like that would have like kept them in like the running if they would have kept that 1-0 lead and won the game. But Gray put one in at the in the 72nd minute to tie it up. I will have to say one thing is the goalkeeping last night was very well on all sides of the ball. I mean, there was some very nice saves. And also, on top of that, I have never seen more balls hit the posts in like a round than yesterday, too. There were so many. But yeah, Jamaica, Gray had a couple opportunities to score for Jamaica to give them the lead. Went on to tie it up, and then this one would have gave him the lead. He had one that was pretty much handed to him. So, yeah, El Salvador, Jamaica, 1-1 was the final. Very crazy. Next, we've got Panama versus Honduras. Panama struggled, I feel like, from what I saw. Blackburn for Panama scores in the 23rd minute, and then Honduras ties it in the 65th minute by a goal with Lopez. Not too much more other than that went on. A couple good saves, like I said. The goalkeeping, you know, here on FootMob, there, you know, the both goalkeepers for Panama and both Honduras, you got like a 5.9 and a 6.0. Yeah, just I think it was probably a little bit better than that. Like I said, there was a lot of good saves. Maybe not in this game. I watched the highlights, but they really kept the highlights for that one short that I watched it on. So, but yeah, Honduras, Panama, Honduras kind of put Panama in a very bad spot. You know, that's with them tying against Honduras that made them drop, and a win for Costa Rica, which we'll get into here soon. So next up we have Mexico versus the USA. This game went back and forth, a lot of good saves. Ochoa had two very nice saves in the first half. Christian Pulisic should have put one in the back of the net. It was a far post cross that he came in a little late and got, but it was a tap in and missed it. And then really we should have won. USA should have won. Freaking Giorena sets up PFOC for a tap in. And I would say all he had to do is just put a foot on it, but he did put a foot on it and put it wide. I mean, he was right in front of goal. That is a huge missed opportunity that PFOC should have put that in the back of the net. I know he is in very good form, but man, that right there is what takes you from being a great player, from a good player to a great player, putting those kind of, you know, you could see on Gio's face, like, he was mad. He was upset that PFOC didn't score that because that was a very easy goal. But the game came out. They threw up a lot of yellow cards real quick in the game. I felt like in the first half we had four yellow cards and then only one in the second half. Made a lot of changes. But also, Mexico had a lot of good chances. Chucky Lozano had a couple wonderful shots on goal. Just off the post, just a little bit over, or Stefan, you know, got a finger on it. But I do have to give it to Ochoa. He had a heck of a game last night. He probably, well, according to this, he was the man of the match, which I would say he deserved. He played a very good game. But this one ends 0-0, so that puts both, you know, USA and Mexico still at 2 and 3 in the table, which both of them qualify at this point in time. But we do have, you know, we still have two more games left. I would like to see the U.S. win at least one of them. And then moving on to the biggest upset of the night, and I guess it's not really an upset because Costa Rica is very hard to beat at home. And so, yeah, and then Kay, he gets a yellow card in the 15th minute, and then he's stupid and puts his shoulder into the chest of one of the Costa Rica players, and I can't remember who he did, but just put his shoulder into him when the ball was dead and gets a yellow card. Very stupid and selfish play by Kay, and he gets sent off in the 34th minute, and that's why Costa Rica wins this game. But I will say Canada tried to fight back. Canada looked like they didn't have just 10 players. They played very well. But the goal came in the 45th minute by Boris with a nice header from, I think it was from a corner, I believe. But yeah, it was a back and forth game. Also, some good goalie play. Navas had some really nice saves in the game. And but yeah, so Costa Rica won nothing. And, you know, that helped them. That moved them into fourth place so that now they are in the playoff game. So we move into Sunday. You know, you got Canada. Jamaica is going to Canada. Costa Rica is going to El Salvador. Panama is going to the U.S. And Mexico is going to Honduras. Hopefully Canada turns it around. I think they will. I think they'll beat Jamaica. I'm very disappointed in Jamaica. I think that they should have done a lot better than what they did. Jamaica is not a seventh place team in this. They have too much star power, in my opinion. Definitely going to have to probably get a new manager. That's what I would start with. But I'm just a YouTuber, you know. Guy that sits at home and watches and talks about it. So, but that's where I would start. So you have Costa Rica going to El Salvador, and both of them, like, they're going to fight for it. I think Costa Rica will come out with it, but it isn't going to be easy. Either Costa Rica is going to win by one goal, or it's going to end up in a draw. And then for the U.S., we have to win. We have to solidify this with a win against Panama. If we can end up getting 4 points, I think we qualify, I believe. And then Mexico definitely has an easy game against Honduras, even though it is in Honduras. But that's my review of what happened last night. A lot of, in my opinion, the goalkeeping was very good last night. And just some stupid plays by Kay. That was dumb. And just a review. This is a review. So tell me what you think of what happened last night in the, what was that, match day 12. For CONCACAF, and if you like the video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content, please subscribe. Almost to that 100 subscriber mark, just a little more push. So thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time.